The Haines Borough unanimously passed a new ordinance laying out where marijuana businesses can set up shop. The new ordinance maps areas where four types of marijuana businesses can operate in the borough: retail, cultivation, indoor and outdoor, manufacturing, and testing. More remote parts of the borough tend to be less restrictive. Many areas, especially those closer to town, still require businesses to get conditional use permits for their chosen locations. In much of downtown Haines, retail, manufacturing, or growing won't be allowed because of the state's 500-foot buffer rule. Marijuana licenses can't be issued to businesses too close to places intended for kids, such as schools and playgrounds, as well as churches and correctional facilities. Haines is small enough that that rules out a lot. Assemblymember Tom Morfitt feels the buffer, which he says was designed for larger cities, hamstrings the Haines Assembly.
I think we want to have a dispensary probably right down where our bar district is. So, you know, the regulatory authorities, the police authorities can keep an eye on everybody at the same time.
He points out that bars and breweries, where people actually consume alcohol, operate within those zones.
These dispensaries are not places where people are allowed to smoke. So you just go in there and buying, it's more like a liquor store.
He'd like to see the Alaska legislature make a change in state law to adjust that boundary. The new ordinance comes as Haines' first marijuana cultivation businesses are nearing the end of the state's licensing process. Erica Merklin owns Resurrection Dreams, whose application has been given the green light by the Haines Assembly and the Alaska Marijuana Control Office. Located about 26 miles out the Haines Highway, Merklin's business falls safely within an approved area for operations. So does Carol Waldo's Glacier Bay Farms at 17 Helms Loop Spur. She's waiting for the state to review her application again after the Haines Assembly allowed it to move forward in February. One more cultivator and three retail stores are also at the beginning of the licensing process, awaiting review from state regulators. In Haines, I'm Vera Wilbur.